I am completely convinced that we are in the beginning of the tribulation period. If we are, then we only got 7 years left until the end of the great tribulation, and then the next year Jesus Christ is going to come again. Wow! Would it change the way you do business if you thought that in 8 years Jesus was going to be reigning and ruling from the earth? It shouldn't. We should be doing the exact same thing. You know, when I think about that, I think about I was in a meeting one time in corporate Washington, D.C., about 10 of us engineers up there. And the big boy, the executive VP of engineering, he was sitting there having dinner with all of us guys. He looked across the table at one of the boys. I said, boys, we're all adult male, 35, 40 years old. You know, we're not boys, but we're CR boys. He looked across the table at one of them. He says, John, if I were to give you a 10% increase in pay, what could you do better for me next year than you did this year? So he told him. He began to tell him. He went all the way around the room, all of those guys, there's 10 of us. I was the last one. I was sitting right beside him on this side. John was sitting right beside him on this side. We went around the table. He started on this side. He went all the way around. And every man told him what he could do better for him if he gave him a 10% increase in pay. He come to me, the last one. He said, okay, Thurman, you're the last one. It's your turn. What can you do better for me this next year if I give you a 10% increase in pay? I said, Mr. Martin, I give you 150% every day ever since I've been at this company. I don't care if you give me a 50% increase in pay. I can't give you any more than I'm giving you right now because I'm giving you everything I am. He looked at me and he looked all the rest of them guys. He said, Thurman gets the raise. Thurman gets the raise. Now then, what should we be doing for Jesus? Everything. I mean, whatever God's given you, whatever gifts, talents, knowledge, wisdom, you need to be doing it. Do whatever He's given you, be doing it for the glory of God. I mean, if He's given you knowledge and wisdom, like this little lady right here, she's got these three little daughters to raise. She needs to be the best mother she can possibly be with these three daughters, right? That's your job. And then, Daddy, you're to train them about God, and you're to go out and work hard in the daytime and make the money so that you can feed and clothe this little bunch. You know what I mean? But your main job is to teach these children, including your wife, about God. Is that what He said a while ago in Deuteronomy? That's what He said. But we just don't do what God says, so we're not blessed. But we do what He says, and we're not to be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. I don't care who they are. You know, I don't care who it is tries to run you down and say God's not real. You know you're God. And you know that He's real. You know that He's done great and mighty things, you know. And so that's just like Bill and his wife Ann. You'd have a hard time convincing anybody to be able to convince Ann that God wasn't real after she wound up with a brand new heart. You know that? Here's a woman who got a year to live, and after prayer, and then she goes back to the doctor, she got a brand new heart. Oh, that's just a coincidence. We must have been something wrong with the machine. We only checked you 10 times, and it showed the same thing every time. But now then, there's nothing wrong with your heart. It's brand new. Just a coincidence. Do you know people explain God away like that? They try. Okay, verse 9 and 10. Our God who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. The ministry that God gave me, He had planned it before the foundation of the world. Can you grasp that? That this plan of His is so perfect. He was writing out the rules and everything, and one day He said, well, okay, in about the year 2000, not about, in the year 1938, I'm going to bring a little boy into the world, and I'm going to name him Thurman Lee Scrivener. And then as he goes on from his mom and dad, I'm going to put him in a little ministry. I'm going to make him an engineer. He's going to work for me and build buildings, do all kinds of things for me. And then later in life, I'm going to call him into the ministry to be a healing teacher of my word. According to that verse we just read, who planned all that? before the foundation of the world began. Is that right, Bill? Isn't God awesome? Now, who could plan something that precise, that perfect, generations into the future, and know your name and mine before He even built the world? That's kind of beyond my wildest dreams, huh? Does He know us? Oh yeah, He knows us. He knows us. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Now that verse 10, you have to meditate on that a minute. You just can't hardly get a hold of that. You can't hardly wrap yourself around that. Look at what that says. But now is made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. If that means what it says, we should never die. Isn't that something? He has abolished death and brought life. But now, is made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The gospel, the Word of God, teaches you how to live forever. Teaches you how to live your whole life in divine health. But do we obey Him? No. Have you ever met a man or a woman that obeyed God 100%? No. I ain't even come close. And I think how good He's been to me, even in all of my mistakes. But I got news. I'm in good company. I ain't never met a man that walks holy, completely, totally before God, or a woman. Have you? No. We've not done it. And He still gives us years. Some of us He gives 60, 70, 80, 90, even 100. But there's not very many people get past 100 today. You know that? But you know, we're technically speaking, according to that verse, I don't know if you see that in there like I do, but it's now made manifest. But it's now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death. He's abolished it already. It's done. And has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The gospel teaches us who we are and what we can do in the name of Jesus. And you can't hardly get people to read this book. Almost nobody realizes this book means what it says. Somebody said it can't be. It does, that's not what it means. But that's just like Jesus said, and I sent my word and healed him. Most people don't even believe that. So almost no churches see Jesus ever heal anybody. Is that right? I was a member of a church all my life, went to a church all my life, never saw anybody get healed. They never taught on it. You too, huh, Kim? You too, Scott? Isn't that sad? But when you learn the word, you can pray in faith for these children, can't you? And God shows up, doesn't He? Every time. Isn't it wonderful to know we have a God that shows up when we pray in faith, when we're walking in obedience to His word? Verse 11 and 12. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Well, that's what God's called me to do. I'm a teacher or a preacher of the, I don't know about that apostle part, but I'm appointed a preacher and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. You think He can take care of you as long as He wants you here on this earth? I believe He can. If He wants me to live 100 years, I'll live 100 years. If He wants me to live one more day, I'll live one more day. I believe that I'm not going to ever die. I'm going to be translated from this life to the next one. Is that going to be good, Bill? I don't want to be sick. I want to be translated. Don't you? I mean, Enoch was translated because he pleased God. Because Enoch pleased God, Enoch was no more. God just come down and got him and said, son, I can't stand it no more. I got to have you in heaven with me. And Enoch was no more. He didn't die, did he? No, he just translated him out. Now, it's a shame that only so few men have ever been able to accomplish this, or women. Verse 13 and 14. Hold fast the form of sound works, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. That good things which was committed unto thee keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in you. Now, do you have the Holy Ghost living in you? If you don't, you need to ask Him to fill you with the Holy Ghost. That's something that I think we should ask God to do every day. I think we should ask Him to refill us with the Spirit of God on a regular basis. Lord, fill me with Your Spirit. I want to see Your glory. I want to do great things for the kingdom of God. Now, if you don't pray, you ain't going to get nothing. God says He knows what you have need of before you ask, but He ain't going to give it to you until you ask in faith. Okay, verse 15 and 16. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phlegas and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he has often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. So back in the day that Paul was preaching, there was people that come against him. Just like these men. These men come against him. But Onesiphorus, praise God, he come to the prison and he ministered to him and everything else. Verse 17 and 18. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. Now, that's diligence. Whenever somebody seeks you out and you're in prison, and Paul was in prison a lot, I can only imagine filling out a resume to be a teacher in the seminary, and they said, have you had any fines or arrests? Yes, I've been in jail many times, here. Can you imagine? Let's throw this guy out. We wouldn't want him to be a seminary professor, would we? No, but we would, wouldn't we? Paul would make a great seminary professor. We need a few of those guys today. In fact, three different times I've been invited to speak on healing at the biggest Baptist seminary in the state of Texas, Southwestern, right down here in Fort Worth.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, A Vessel of Honor for God's Glory, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.